I'm now joined with Stephen Large, Regional Services Manager for Threshold Ireland, to speak about growing concerns as the number of short-term property lettings are soaring ahead of long-term lettings in Dublin and right across the country. Good afternoon, Stephen. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny.
Stephen, following recent surveys, multiple cases have been discovered throughout the country where landlords are leasing out appropriate long-term properties such as houses and apartments as short-term stays for holidaymakers instead, which allows them to gain much higher income. Tell us all about it with some examples of the survey findings.
Certainly. This is something that Threshold and indeed many others have been looking at. In recent years, many of your listeners are very familiar with the issues in relation to housing and all the various difficulties, and particularly for people who are renting and trying to access affordable accommodation. What we saw over a number of years was that the number of the short-term lets, you know, the likes of properties advertised on platforms such as Airbnb, were starting to outnumber the number of long-term rental options for private renters. And this was obviously very worrying because there was a lack of available accommodation out there for individuals and households with children. And we saw over a number of years an increase in number of people entering homelessness because they couldn't source alternative accommodation, or indeed being able to leave homelessness because the available accommodation wasn't out there. And this is purely because the short-term let sector was unregulated, and from a financial perspective it obviously would have been much more attractive to let property out via these short-term lets as opposed to having a long-term tenant in the property that would be registered with the RTB and all of the various rights and responsibilities in relation to a tenancy would apply. So I suppose we've been looking at this issue and around the Paddy's weekend, because that's really the first public holiday, and a lot of people, thankfully now with restrictions being eased, are, you know, they're travelling, or, you know, their people are coming from abroad, etc. So it gives us a good indication to see where we're at. And unfortunately, what we found that the number of properties that were listed in as a short-term let greatly exceeded the number of properties that were available for long-term rent around that time. To just give you some indications there. So at the end of December of 2021, there were over 2,100 properties that were available for short-term let in Dublin. And a number of those, approximately 750 of those, would have been hosts that had more than one property. And I suppose this really contrasted to the number of long-term properties that were available. So if we look at just before the Paddy's weekend, there were only 612 entire properties that were available to rent long-term in Dublin. So just to give you a couple of examples, we said there that some people have multiple properties listed on the likes of Airbnb. And one of the scenarios we came across, it was one particular person had 13 properties that were listed for short-term let in the Dublin area, and one property that would have been approximately 5 kilometres away from Dublin city centre, that would have been listed for a minimum of €433 per night, or for a two-night minimum stay, and that would have been in your bog-standard three-bed semi-detached house in Dublin. And to contrast with that, there was only one three-bed property listed for long-term rent on daft.ie in that area, and the rent for that property was €1,850 per month.
Oh, right. So he's making a huge profit.
Absolutely.
Okay. So tell us about the regulations introduced in 2019 that requires landlords to apply for planning permission to change to short-term lettings in the rent pressure zones.
Yeah, it's mostly the regulations. These were introduced to try and combat the issue that we've just talked about. So the rules around the short-term letting are now set out in regulations. So basically, anyone that's looking to use or to let a property for short-term tourist lettings, and that property is located within what's called the rent pressure zone, that they would have to seek planning permission from the local authority. And the reality is that because there's such a high demand for long-term housing in rent pressure zones like Dublin, it would be unlikely that that planning permission would be granted. So it's really to try and prevent the short-term let sector in areas of high demand.
And wouldn't it be true to say that practically all of Dublin is rent pressure zone anyway?
Yeah, very true. As a matter of fact, over 70% of the country is now a red pressure zone. But from 2016, Dublin initially, yeah, the four Dublin local authorities, Dublin City Council, Fingal, Dunleary Rathdown and South Dublin County Council, were all designated red pressure zones since 2016.
Okay, so despite the regulations, landlords are still getting away with this.
Unfortunately, this isn't unique. We have a lot of legislation in this country, a lot of regulation, people will say. The problem is, or the downfall of this is often enforcement. We seem to have a lack of enforcement of the various regulations. And where there's a lack of enforcement, then you will continue to see breaches occur.
So technically, landlords are breaking the law by doing this.
Absolutely. If you have a short-term let and you're renting that out, either you need planning permission, you need to apply for planning permission, or even if you're exempt from it, you need to be in contact with your local authority in relation to that.
And I understand there's going to be a new short-term let registration system set to be launched by Fáilte Ireland early next year.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, there's some form of regulation that's due to be coming in next year, as you say. So that'll be operated by Fáilte Ireland. So everyone will be very familiar. You know, anyone's ever travelled around the country and stayed in a B&B or guest house or whatever will be familiar with Fáilte Ireland's symbols. So hopefully this will be a way of people being able to identify the short-term lets and that they meet all the various criteria required. And if there issues arise, then that these can be easily reported.
Apart from that, is there anything else that could be done in the interim period to tackle the problem?
It's a very difficult one to do because, like, obviously there is a place for short-term rentals and there's a need for short-term rental. Our problem at the moment is, unfortunately, we're in the midst of a housing crisis and we have various different demands that are out there. You know, the greatest demand being long-term, secure, affordable housing. So it's probably at the moment for people as much as possible to more or less vote for their feet and not, you know, avail of these short-term lets.
Yes, of course. And finally, Stephen, now with thousands more refugees arriving from Ukraine, what's your view on how this could affect our current housing crisis?
Obviously, your listeners will be very familiar now over the last number of weeks in relation to the situation in Ukraine. It's hard to believe, firstly, that something like that would have happened. And also, I think on the news today, it's 7 weeks now that we're into the situation. And I suppose, for many of us, it's really the first time we've experienced anything like this. Ireland as a country and many of your people listening are responding and trying to help in any way that they can. So we're, I suppose, at the moment we're in the midst of a humanitarian response and trying to provide basic safety, basic shelter to those people that are fleeing the Ukraine region. So I think that we've over 20,000 refugees, I believe, now that have arrived into the country from the Ukraine. And at the moment, the majority of people are being put up in state providers, state sourced accommodation. And many, many people have offered to make, rooms available or property available to help house these people. From our perspective, I suppose we haven't really seen the impact of this service on the private rent on the private rented sector. But obviously, we all know the difficulties with the private rented sector and the lack of accommodation that's out there already. It's probably a little bit too early to see what impact it will have. But hopefully, all the resources are put into, I suppose, meeting the housing needs of all, because there are many, many people out there that are either homeless or at risk of being homeless.
Stephen, thanks for that. And thanks again for joining us. It was great talking with you and all the very best. Do take care.
Thank you.
Now, that was Stephen Large, Regional Services Manager for Threshold Ireland, talking about growing concerns as the number of short-term property lettings far exceed long-term lettings across the country due to greed of landlords.